Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today, filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, he's known as the J.D. Salinger of comic strips. He's a recluse, legendary in the cartoon world, and rarely seen. Bill Watterson, the creator of the iconic comic strip Calvin and Hobbes, published his last strip on December 31st in 1995. Then he retired from the business completely, supposedly to never draw another comic again. But our next guest convinced Watterson to finally return to the page for the first time in nearly 20 years. He's Stefan Pastis. He's creator and author of the cartoon Pearls Before Swine, and he joins me now. Hi, Stefan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, and it's good to have you here. Now, this all started with you pestering Bill Watterson over email, right? Tell the story.
Well, sort of. I was going through Ohio on a book tour, and I knew that Bill Watterson lived somewhere in the Cleveland area. And I also knew somebody, a Washington Post cartoonist, who was working with Bill on a book. So I wrote to this go-between, and I said, is there any way I could meet Bill when I pass through Cleveland? So he wrote Bill, and Bill had something to do, and he couldn't do it. So I figured, fine, you know, I get it. I'm not going to be able to meet him. And I thought nothing of it. And then when the book tour ended, that go-between wrote to me and said, hey, did you ever talk to Bill? Did you ever email him? And I said, no. I felt like I was bugging him. And he said, no, write to him. So I sent him an email, and what do you know, I got a reply. And all I had told him was, you know, I'm a big fan of your strip, and I sent him a little strip where I mentioned Calvin and Hobbes. And what do you know, he writes back, and he thanks me for everything, and then he says that he has this idea for a collaboration, and that just blew me away.
What's the idea?
He said that he knew that in Pearls Before Swine, in my strip, I frequently made fun of my own art. So he said he thought it'd be funny to pretend that in the strip, I get hit on the head or something. I'm a character in my own comic. I get hit in the head or something and suddenly can draw wonderfully. And then he, Bill Watterson, will take over and draw my strips for the week.
And you thought right away, I don't know if I'm into it, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I was absolutely blown away. My response to Bill was, I literally said, dear Bill, I will do anything you want, including setting my hair on fire. That's what I said.
So a cartoonist, presumably sort of my generation, I have to imagine that you grew up on Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for any cartoonist of my generation, Calvin and Hobbes, Bloom County, and Farside are what we call the big three, the strips that influenced all of us. But Watterson is even sort of beyond that in the sense that he has this reputation that he doesn't basically come out of his house. So when Bill Watterson writes to you and says he wants to work with you, I mean, it is so shocking. It's like the Pope emailing me and saying, hey, just thought we'd chat at the Vatican or something. I mean, it's that unlikely.
Surprised everybody?
Yeah. Boy, that's a word for it. It blew up over the weekend on Saturday.
Sure did.
I revealed that it was Watterson that had been drawing my strips. And, I mean, my blog alone is up to 3 million views. I mean, everybody was wondering, where is Bill Watterson? And the thought that he's alive and well and drawing comics again was shocking news to a lot of
people. Did anybody catch on to this before you made the reveal? Was there anyone who emailed you or tweeted you and said, I think there's something going on here?
Yeah, a lot of people. Because on the Wednesday strip, he drew shoes. And if you really know Calvin, the shoes are distinctive. So they caught it there. And then what threw everybody off, though, was Friday. Friday, he drew a bunch of really hot women, but he drew them in the style of Archie Comics. So then people didn't know what to think. But for those who thought it was Watterson, they could not take the next step and assume that it really was him because they all thought the same thing. Why would Watterson draw Pearls Before Swine?
What's the answer? Why come out of retirement? Why you?
I think the genesis of it was he wanted to create some strips that he could auction off for this charity, this cul-de-sac foundation. The money goes to Parkinson's research. So he thought that if he drew some new strips, his first in the last 20 years, that he could auction them. But of course, he doesn't have his strip in the paper anymore, so he needs one that is in the paper. And he told me the reason he chose mine is because mine, you know, it breaks the fourth wall a lot. We can play with it. So, but for, you know, whatever reason he did it, boy, I sure am the beneficiary of something great. It's all downhill from here.
So the ultimate fanboy experience for you, Stefan Pastis, has become a pleasure and a joy and an unexpected gift really for the rest of the world, hasn't it? I mean, that's got to make you feel great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you came in to talk to us about it. It's a wonderful story. Blew up over the weekend. Stefan Pastis is creator and author of the cartoon Pearls Before Swine. Recently collaborated with, well, nobody big, just Bill Watterson from Calvin and Hobbes.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.